News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, the RSA has launched a new campaign urging car drivers to take an extra moment to look out for motorcyclists when emerging from junctions. They're warning that motorbikers continued to be disproportionately represented in serious and fatal road traffic collisions. Michael Noonan is with us. He's PRO of the Irish Motorcyclists Association. Michael, while the notion is laudable, is there any real prospect that an ad campaign is going to make a major dent in the lives lost by people on motorbikes?
Good morning. Well, hopefully, we have for years in the IMA tried to engage with the Road Safety Authority in relation to looking at their campaigns and looking at safety aspects of bikes. And recently, we've had some very good discussions with them, but they have taken on board, there's some new people involved, and they've taken on board the very points that we've been putting that, unfortunately, the campaigns up to now have focused on one specific area or maybe one specific item. Whereas what has actually happened is multiple items that have to be taken into account. It's driver behaviour, road conditions, road design, all sorts of aspects. Their latest campaign, what they've done was they actually engaged with us and took on board the points that we raised and asked to be part of their campaign. So really, for the first time, the motorcycle world actually has a bit of an impact moving forward now on the campaign that
The campaign that they're planning, though, seems to be something of a rehash of things that they have done before. They've done variants of make sure you look at junctions. And if you look at the last even 20 years of motorcycle deaths, precious little change.
The driver behaviour is one of the biggest aspects. Last year at the Road Safety annual gathering, like the Gardaí had some facts and figures up, which were fairly self-explanatory from a general point of view. The issue around biking, and I think e-scooters have brought up a big critical thing about, you know, a small vehicle on the road, how critical injuries can happen when something does happen. But the problem is driver behaviour. Unfortunately, a bike is a narrow piece of equipment on the road. And it's easy to, you could at a distance hold a pencil up and black out a motorbike coming down at you very, very easily because of the way your optic nerve works and how sight works. But the biggest issue on bikes, I mean, I was out on a bike yesterday and to be honest with you, within an hour I had nearly three instances. I was amazed pulling up at a junction at a guy on a Zoom call on his car on a laptop. You know, you see them every day, people in vehicles shaving, driving, eating their breakfast, doing their hair, makeup, the works. The problem is when people get into a car, they just close off to reality. They're locked into a box and they don't really realise what's going on inside.
Well, with that in mind though, Michael, if the ubiquity of the bad and dangerous behaviour is as complete as you suggest, would the RSA not be better placed training the motorcyclists to manage to avoid and thread their way through the risks rather than trying to change the behaviour of the entire mass of drivers, which so far has proven to be an unsuccessful attempt?
Well, it boils down to driving standards, say, in my opinion. I find that driving standards have dropped in terms of people being taught. I'm amazed at the amount of new riders or new drivers on the road. And you see some of the behaviours. You know, they'll have their N plates and L plates up on the vehicle and you'll know to kind of stay away from them. But like when you see somebody going sitting in the outside lane on the M50 at 100k, not realising that that's only for overtaking, end of story, and holding up a whole big line of people, which will create other people to lane undertaking, all that type of stuff, hopping lanes and jumping lanes. There's a whole load of factors that have to be taken on board. We are actually happy in a certain way that we've got some moving forward with the Road Safety Authority that actually start to take on board some of the issues that we've raised. And like recently, even at one of the meetings in the Dáil, like the Gardaí were there as well, they were taken on board and were supportive of some of the stuff that we were talking about from a general point of view. Driver behaviour is the biggest aspect of it, but I mean, I'm 50 plus years on bikes. I'm well experienced using them. I know when I go out that, you know, my attitude out there on the road is that I have to be extremely careful because somebody's going to wipe me over. So therefore, I'm very, very focused all the time. I don't wear ear pods. I don't listen to my phone on the bike. I've no distractions in any shape, manner, and form, and that's half the problem. There's a huge amount of distractions in vehicles, and the EU are bringing legislation now to actually cut down on the amount of distractions in cars.
All right.
Cut out half the stuff. Because unfortunately, you're distracted it's in that 1 second when you're distracted, you don't see it. I mean, T-boning at junctions is just horrendous, really, from a practical point of view, you know?
Michael?
So, they're listening now. They're taking on board some of the aspects. And hopefully, all we can say is we can try our best, you know?
Michael, thank you very much for your time. Michael Noonan, PRO of the Irish Motorcyclists Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.